Okay, we're on Samach and Aleph. We're about six lines down. If you buy a brand new house and you don't have anything like it, if you buy brand new clothing and you don't have anything like it, you got to make a bracha of shachin and yeshlok yot b'hem. But if you have something like it in Tzorach Levarach, Rameir says you don't need to make a bracha. Rabbi Yudol, Meir Pink Alvecha, Tzorach Levarach, no matter what, whether you have something like it or not, you got to make a bracha, and that's how we hold. Bisham, Lishna Kama, Rav Huna, Rameir, Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yehuda. I understand that if we go with the Lishna Kama, Rav Huna holds like Rameir, Rabbi Yochan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Lishna Basra, but according to the second lashon that we said yesterday, that Rav Huna says we're only dealing with he didn't rebuy it, but everybody agrees if he rebought it, right, or Rav Huna says, ain't tzarach, you don't have to make a bracha, and Rabbi Yochanan says you do, right, that if you have it, the kana, and you bought something else, everybody would say you do need to make a bracha. So Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kaman, who would Rabbi Yochanan be able to say like? So look, Rabbi Yochanan, look, Rabbi Yochanan, it's not like Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yochanan. Look, Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan, kana v'chaz v'kana nami tzarach l'varech. Really, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you rebuy, you do need to make a bracha. The reason why they were arguing about yeshlo v'kana, where he has it and he bought it, is to tell you the power of Rabbi Meir. That feel kind of be yeshlo in tzarach levarach. That even if he bought it and he already has it, you don't need to make a bracha. Kolchkin kind of because of kind of in tzarach levarach. For sure, if you rebuy it, you don't need to make a bracha. So that's how they hold that you wouldn't have to make a bracha. But kind of because of kind of in tzarach levarach lo diachol kolchid Rabbi Yehuda. Why not tell you the case of kind of because of kind of when he rebought it, in which you don't have to make a bracha, to tell you the koach of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that kind of because of kind of you don't have to make it, and as well as ain lo. So why not koach that tera? Obviously, we want to tell you the koach that tera of what Rameir is willing to do over here. Anyway, we'll look at Rabbi Yehuda in this case. Mavarach lo ro. Hey, Kedami. What's the case over here? There's a flood in his land. Even though it's good for him, because there's going to be some sand that goes up, and it's going to make it better for the land itself. But right now, it's bad for the land, and therefore you make that's a bracha on the ro. What's a good thing that can become bad? Even though it's bad for him right now, because the king hears about it, he's going to take it from Hashem. So it's going to be bad for him eventually, but right now it's really good because you found the mitzvah, so therefore you make a bracha tova meitiv. This is considered a false field. Does davening not work for a baby? Afterwards, you give her to a child. She called her name Dina. What does that mean? Leah judged herself. We know that 12 shlotim are going to come from Yaakov. Six already came from me, and four came from the shlachos. That's 10 altogether. If this is a boy, that means a rachel, my sister, is not going to be like one of the shlachos. And therefore, the child turned into a daughter. She called her name Dina because she was donned herself. She judged herself. So we say, yeah, but that's my sinism. Normally, you can't daven for a baby to be a certain gender, right? But my sinism, you could. Maybe what happened with Leah was within 40 days. During the first 3 days after a person is together with her husband, she should daven that it shouldn't rot. From 3 to 40 days, you could daven that it's a boy. From 40 days till 3 months, you should daven that it shouldn't be deformed. That it shouldn't be a miscarriage. Should come out in peace. There shouldn't be chas shalom, a stillborn. Wait a second, does davening really help? That if a man is mezriah first, then the child that's going to be born is going to be a girl. If the woman is mezriah first, then the child is going to be a boy. If a woman is mezriah first, then yold zacher, as the pasuk says in Parshas Tazria. Here, what happened is they were both together at the same time, and therefore you can daven for it. Otherwise, it's automatic that it should be either a boy or a girl based on what happened at the time of the relations. Two dots. There was a mice with Hilazakin who was coming on the road, and he heard a scream in the city. I'm positive that this isn't from my house. He's not afraid of bad news. He's got a correct heart, and he's assured in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You could darshan this pasuk from the beginning to the end, or from the end to the beginning. He's not afraid of any bad news. What's the reason? Because he has bitachon. He's going to be bitachon, and therefore he will not hear any bad news. He won't be afraid of bad news. There was a guy, a Talmud, that was walking behind Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef Shukat Tzion in the Shuk of Tzion. He saw, Rabbi Shmuel saw, that he was afraid. You must be a sinner. They're afraid in Tzion, all those who are sinners. Isn't it a good thing that a person is afraid all the time? That's only regarding Divrei Torah. Otherwise, you should not have that fear that shows that you're a sinner. Yehuda Bar Nelson, Havashok of Ozo Basu to Rev Amnuna. Yehuda Bar Nelson was walking behind Rev Amnuna. Isnach, he groaned. Amalei Yisurim by Yehu Gavrila What you want Yisurin to come upon you? I was afraid of Yisani, and it came upon me. And whatever I was afraid of, that's what happened to me. Right? So therefore, that's a bad thing, right? Do you want bad things to happen? So again, Yehuda Bar Nassan said, but a person should always be afraid. Who be different Torah? Because he said, Rav Amnuna, that's by different Torah, but otherwise you shouldn't be afraid. What do you say when you enter a city? Let me enter this city in peace. Nichnas. Once you enter, you brought me in peace, and everything was all good. Because that's when you want to leave. You brought me out of this city in peace. Once he leaves, you should bring me in peace. Support me in peace. Step in peace. And save me from all enemies and ambushes that there might be on the road. That's only by city that they don't judge or kill in. But if it's a city in which they judge and they kill inside and they do stuff like that, right, then you don't have to worry, because you don't have to worry about those enemies or anything bad that's happening to you. This city's policemen are taking care of that. Even if there is a good judgment system in the city, maybe it won't happen upon a person that has an extra little bit of school. So you have no idea what's going to happen. So therefore, you should always daven this no matter what, whether you go into the city that's safe or not. You should always make this tefillah. When you go into a bathhouse, somebody hears something, save me from this and from anything. Nothing bad should happen. Then make my death a kavar for all my sins. You shouldn't say that. That opens up your mouth for the sultan to judge you. You should never open up your mouth to the sultan because of bad things that can happen. Where do we see that? The people in the times of Yeshaya said we were like Sidon, we were like Amora. We could bear to Amora. And what did the Navi say back to him? Listen to the word of God, O officers of Sidon. Once they open up their mouths, he said, you're right, you are people like Sidon. Kinafing my Omer, right? So when he leaves, what should he say when he leaves the face of America? I'm a racha. He says, or you saved me from the fire. Rabbi Yavo came into a certain bathhouse, and unfortunately, the whole thing fell from beneath his feet. He had a nace. Kamal Amudi was able to stand in a certain area that was like a pillar, and he was safe. He was able to save 101 Gabri, 101 people with one of his limbs. Amar Hanud Rabbi Acha, and that's the pshat in Rabbi Acha that she'd saltani min ha'or. Okay, so we say Nichnas Haki's dam. Skip the words Amar Rabbi Acha. Nichnas Haki's dam. Somebody goes in to let blood. Omer Yerusham Vanecha Shem Lakai she esek zelu refuah, that this esek should be for refuah. V'tev eni you should heal me kiel rofin emanatov refuah scha ms she ain't takush shabayav no rafos al shalhana noagu, because it's not the way of people rafos al shenagu. They have this minig and therefore we go ahead and do it. That's what you should do. We go into Haki's dam. Amar Rabbi Lulim min shalchi a person should not say the tani Rabbi Shmuel Rapa Yerapa emi kashin of reshus for the rapos you are allowed. A rishus is given to a doctor to heal. Kikoy my omer. What does he say when he gets out? Baruch rofei chinam. Baruch atah Hashem lekinu achlam. Rofei chinam, who heals me for free without asking for any money. So even though I had to go to the doctor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's going to heal me. Top of the daf and samachom beis and nechus beis kisa omer. Hischabdu michu badim. When he goes into a bathroom, he should say, "Be honored, O honored ones. Kedosh mishrosi elyon, the holy ones, the ones who serve above. Tenu kavod lekei, so I'll give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harfi menu, stay away from me. Atcha chanis va'esa ritoni, until I come in and I do what I need to do. Vavo aleichem, and then I will come back to you." So you say goodbye to the malachim that are protecting you. Because the malachim might leave. Alema, here's what you say. Shamruni, shamruni, azruni, azruni. Protect me, help me, help me. Samchuni, samchuni, support me, support me. Amtinuli, wait for me, ad shachanis. I say until I come in and out. Because that's the way of people. When you leave, you say, may I thank you. You created a person with wisdom. You created within him hollow places and holes. It is well known in front of your kisei hakavod that if one of them opens up or if one of them closes up, there's no way to stand in front of you. My chasma, how do you end? Amarav rofei cholin. You say he is the one that heals all sick. Amar shmol kashavino abel choli alma katsiri. Do you think everybody in the world is sick? How could you say that? He said to Rab, "Elo rofei kol basor." Rav Shish amar mafli la'asos. He's the healer of all flesh. Rav Shish has added on. He is wondrous things. I'm going to pop it. Then we say both. Rofei kovas, so mafli laso. So nichzul yashan. If you go to sleep, I'll meet us on your bed. Omer mishma yisrael ad vayim shema. You do shema up until v'haya. You omer baruch ha'mapel chavdushin alei noizem ma'apel poi. He brings chavdul shina on my eyes and slumber upon my eyelids. Immediately yisham basayin, and he lights up the darkness in my eyes. Here's when v'nechashem alakai shetach shvenil shalom. You should let me sleep in peace. Give me my chelik and your Torah. Tekin l'divay mitzvah. Allow me to do mitzvah. Tekin l'divar avera. Don't bring me to avera. Loy de'avon. But loy de'insayin v'loy de'vizayon. Biyishlo biyitzar tov yitzal yishlo biyitzar harvest. Hasam b'fagor rav yicholim rayim. Save me from pegara, from bad sickness. Allow my mitzvah to be good it in front of you. And you should light up my eyes. Maybe I will sleep the sleep of death. He lights up the entire world with his honor. Right? All that right over there. So it seems that Rav Amram going to add in on part of this. That's the reason why in our Birchas HaMapa we don't say most of that. Kim Yitar, when you wake up, Omer, Elokan Hashem Shazat V'Torahi, my God, the Hashem that you gave me is Torah. Ato Yitzar to be Ato Nefach to be. You are the one that created it. You are the one that blew it into Ato Hashem Berkavi. You keep it in time. V'Ato Zulam in many V'Lachas 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 V'Lachas. You're the one who's going to take it from me and return it to me. V'Lachas 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 I thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Kol Olam, Yadon Kol Neshamos, Master of all worlds. The one who's in charge of all the neshamos, you're the one who returns the neshamos to those who are dead. As soon as you hear the noise of a tarnagol, of a rooster, you say, he gave the sechvi, the rooster, the understanding to differentiate between day and night. When you open your eyes, when you're able to stretch, you say, when you open your eyes, when you straighten up, when you reach the ground, when you start walking, when you put on your belt, when you put your keep on your head, when you put on when you put on tefillin on your arm, if you put on your head, when you wash your hands, when you wash your face, he removes the ropes of sleep from my eyes and slumber from my eyes. You get me davuk to your mitzvah. Don't keep me near any cheder avon, not to test or not to anything that's degrading. Allow my yitzhar hara to be mishubed to you, to be subservient to you. Keep me far away from my other. Keep me close to the yitzhar tov and a good friend. And put me every day, right, as chen chesed racham in front of your eyes in the eyes of Kol Ro'ai, anybody who sees the Lino Chazim Tovim, give me Chazadim Tovim, Brachot Hashem, Goyimel Chazim Tovim Lama Yisrael. He does great things for Amo Yisrael. Two dots. Chayv and Levarach Levarach. Chamay Chayv and Levarach Levarach Shem Shavarach Tov. What does it mean that you're Chayv to make a Brach on bad things just like you make a Brach on good things? Elam Shem Shavarach Tov Tov Ametiv, Kam Levarach Levarach Tov Ametiv. If you're going to say that just like you make a Brach on good things, Hatov Ametiv, so you should make a Brach on bad things, Hatov Ametiv. But now we learn in a Mishnah, Alpesor Sozom Ratov Ametiv, on good news, you say Hatov Ametiv, Alpesor Sozom Ratov Ametiv, on bad news, you say Brach on MS. So that can't be true. Amar Ravel Nizuka Laka, Belino Bisimcha. No, 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 it's coming to tell you that you have to accept it with happiness. Rabbi Acha Mishum Rabbi Levi says, what's the pasuk? Chesed Mishpat Ashira L'cha Hashem is Meira. Chesed Mishpat, I will sing to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll give it over to you. Chesed Ashira, whether it's Chesed I'm going to sing, be Mishpat Ashira, whether it's Mishpat I'm going to sing. So therefore you should do it in the same way, because I'm so happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. Through Hashem, I will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elohim Elohim Elohim, so too with Elohim. Hashem Elohim 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 Elohim. I'm going to lift the coast of salvations, and in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll call Tzar V'Yogonim Tzah. I will find Tzar V'Yogonim V'Shem HaShem HaKra, and I'll call out the name of Hashem. So whether it's going to be coast of Yeshua, so whether it's Tzar V'Yogonim Tzah, V'Shem HaShem HaKra, I'll call out the name of Hashem. Rabbanan Ramiyach, they said from over here, Hashem 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 HaKra, Hashem HaFam HaRach, God giveth, God taketh, right? May the name of the Lord be blessed no matter what. Omar Rav Huna Marav Mishum Rameir V'chaitan Mishum Rabbi Kiva. Right? Rav Huna Marav says in the name of Rameir, some say in the name of Rabbi Kiva. Lo Olam Yadam Ragal Olam HaKodav V'Racham L'Tav Avid. A person should always say whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the best. Ki Adu Rabbi Kiva Kavaka Ozov Aruch. One time Rabbi Kiva was walking around Mata Lahu Laim Asav Vayu Shpiza. He came to a certain town. He wanted to stay there. Lo Yavad Levada wouldn't let him in because the Romans were coming. Amar Kodav V'Racham L'Tav Avid. Everything that Hashem does is for the best. Ozov Vas V'Dabro. So he stayed inside the desert of Habade town. He had with him a rooster and a donkey as well as a candle. Also Zika, Kavir Shraga, so a wind came and blew out the candle. Also Shunra Achle Tanagola came a wild cat and ate the Tanagola. So Ari Achle Chamran, a lion came and ate the donkey. Amar Kodav Rachman Tav. He said everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for the best. Beba Lilia that very night. Also Gaisa, there was an army that came from the Romans, Shavi Lamasa, and they captured the town Amalahu. And he says, in Lav Amalahu, didn't I tell you? He said to his students, Kol Mash, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Akol Itoiva, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for the best. Obviously, if that wouldn't happen to us, who knows where we'd be right now? Two dots on the top of Samach HaLavav, and Ravunum Rav Mishum Ramir Lo Yimut Varusha Odom Mu'atan Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your words should always be few in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al-Tavah Al-Picha, V'Lipcha Yimar L'Hotzi Davar Lufnei Elokim. Do not make your mouth messed up, and your heart should not quickly say out a word in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Mishmai Mat Ola Arts, because God is in the heavens and knows everything. You're on the land, Akinu Drachim Al-Tim, and therefore don't complain too much, because you really don't know what's going on up there. We'll stop right there. We're on Samach HaLavav by the second two dots, about six lines down.